Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Tonight clear with a low around 54. Saturday sunny with a high near 76. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 55. And on Sunday, Juneteenth, mostly sunny with a high near 83. And in the news, from a press release received by the Nearly Noon News on Thursday comes the following. Defense Spending Reduction Caucus co-chairs Representatives Mark Pocan from Wisconsin and Barbara Lee from California introduced legislation to cut $100 billion from the defense budget and reallocate the funds. The Pentagon's budget continues to grow year after year, even after our forever wars have finally wound down, Representative Pocan said. The United States spends more on defense than the next nine countries combined, and cutting it by $100 billion will still keep the United States safe at the top spot. The amount of money the defense industry convinces Congress to spend each year doesn't protect us from real threats like climate change, pandemics, or cyber attacks. It only lines the contractors' pockets. Just imagine for once if we led the world in funding peace and not wars, Pocan said in the statement. For too long, this country has put profits ahead of its people. Nowhere is that more apparent than in our Pentagon top-line budget, said Congresswoman Lee. Just last year, key priorities like Build Back Better were left on the negotiating table, while Congress approved a $782 billion defense budget, higher than the military even requested. Meanwhile, our constituents continue to struggle with the cost of living and barriers to basic needs like housing and health care. It's time that we realign our priorities to reflect the urgent needs of our communities across this country that are healing from a pandemic, ongoing economic insecurity, and an international energy crisis, none of which will be resolved through greater military spending. Taking the step to downsize our military budget by $100 billion will ensure that our national security truly centers on the American people, not weapons industry profits, Representative Lee said. The Lee-Pocan bill disproves the claim that there's not money to feed the hungry, care for the sick, cut child poverty, or protect the planet, said Robert Weissman, president of Public Citizen. With U.S. military spending totaling more than China and the next eight biggest military spenders combined, the Lee-Pocan bill will reclaim $100 billion in Pentagon spending and free it to be reallocated to domestic and human needs priorities, Weissman's statement read. Juneteenth will be celebrated on June 19th across the country, and there will be a celebration locally in La Crosse at Riverside Park, the annual event site for the gathering. The event will include food, games, dance competitions, and trolley rides, among other activities, from noon to 8 p.m. More than 70 community partners are taking part by donating food, setting up booths, or by helping fund this event. Juneteenth is now a federal holiday commemorating emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It's also often observed for celebrating African American culture. Originating in Galveston, Texas, it has been celebrated annually on June 19th in various parts of the United States since 1865. The day was recognized as a federal holiday on June 17, 2021, when President Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.